What do you think needs to improve, I guess, to hopefully so that Niagara Falls and other pools in across New York State don't end up having to go through a heat wave where people are, you know, there's a heat wave and local pools aren't open?
Well, starting about 3 years ago in Albany, there was a focus on the need to, number one, teach children how to swim because of the warmth coming up, the summers, going to the beaches, and not enough programs were there. In addition, in the budget, there is money that can be accessed as grants to assist communities with their pools, with their splash pads. I'm at a level where, should there be challenges at a local level, I'm not aware of them because they have not been brought to me. So yes, some pools have opened in Western New York, some have delayed. Some splash pads have opened. The resources are there, but unfortunately, I have no knowledge of what the challenges on a local level are at this point.
What about on like the state level you were mentioning, you can kind of talk about that?
On the state level, there's an awareness on swimming, on pools, on summer recreation. And the leadership, there is money. The governor, Governor Hochul, has focused on this. So there is more of an awareness. And I think the key is this. Everyone took them for granted through the years. Oh, there's a public pool. But I think there wasn't enough focus directed from Albany on not only the need to supply them, but the need to train and teach the young generation on how to swim for their own safety. So it is a emerging process that is there, but the focus is there. And I think over the next few years, you're going to see a lot of progress on this as another community activity for our youth and our adults.